Kiev said Wednesday that the 5 high-ranking Russian officials were killed in a Ukrainian strike on a building in an occupied part of the Kherson region. The National Resistance Center of Ukraine, a branch of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, said the strike targeted a meeting in the village of Yuvileny. It added that before the strike it had received information about the officials' whereabouts from what it called underground resistance and concerned residents. The announcement on social media was accompanied by pictures of a two-story building with its roof partially destroyed and many of its windows blown out. There was no immediate response from Moscow, but the attack came after Ukraine said it had repelled 21 out of 21 overnight drone attacks. However, Ukraine also suffered casualties, with authorities confirming that Russian shells struck homes on Tuesday, killing 4 people and injuring at least 5 in the southern town of Nikopol. Additionally, Mariana Budanova, the wife of Ukraine's intelligence head, Kirilo Budanov, was reportedly poisoned and received treatment in hospital. Officials say she fell ill reportedly after eating food laced with heavy metals, the latest in a series of such cases blamed on Russia. However, Moscow has not confirmed the allegations. And as the war enters its 22nd month, fighting has been hampered by expected tornadoes following Black Sea area storms that killed at least 14 people and left more than 2 million others without electricity in Russia and Ukraine. Yet, despite hundreds of thousands of people being killed or injured, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba told Ukraine's allies,
"You know, we have to continue. We have to keep fighting. Ukraine is not going to back down. Our strategic goal, which is territorial integrity within internationally recognized borders as of 1991, remains unchanged."
He spoke in Brussels at a foreign ministers' meeting of the NATO military alliance that NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg described as historic.
Especially today, when we're going to have an historic meeting, the first meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Council, at the foreign minister level, and this meeting demonstrates that Ukraine is moving closer and closer to NATO, and at the meeting we will discuss how we can support your path towards NATO membership.
He added that Ukraine had pushed back the Russian Black Fleet, opening routes for grain exports and bolstering global food security. And there was some excellent cultural news for Ukraine too. After a years-long legal dispute, hundreds of Crimean artifacts stuck in a Dutch museum were returned to Ukraine. They had been stuck in limbo following Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.